Meteorology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory continues until 1 a.m. early tomorrow morning. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a mix of rain and snow likely. Highs level off around 48. Northerly winds 20 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 21. Tomorrow, high of 44. A dusting of snow today. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The state legislature continues to move forward with Senate Bill 180, known as the Women's Bill of Rights, that would define the term of a man or woman based on biological sex and protect women in certain public areas like bathrooms. However, opponents of the bill in the state are speaking out, saying that it's an attack on LGBTQ rights in the state.
Yes, I mean, proponents of the bill will say that it only defines biological sex, that's it. That is a fact. But the reality is it is a catalyst for so many bills that will impact so many people. Nowhere, if you read the actual literature and language in the bill, does it say anything about protecting women. It's only defining. So even the name itself is a misnomer. And then we get to all the things that are going to happen afterwards, right? Defining who can be in what spaces. This dismisses a lot of other people, which I'm sure we'll talk about, but it just isn't protecting women. I think that's a key thing that we need to know.
That was Jay Bohannon with the Mid-America LGBT Chamber of Commerce on KSNT News.
Shilling Cattle Annual Production Sale, Wednesday, March 22nd, 1 p.m. Central, just north of Brewster, Kansas, 6 miles off the interstate. Selling will be 51 Angus bulls and 12 Limplex bulls, 20 fantastic registered Angus heifers, and 5 Limplex heifers. All cattle will have their EPDs, scan data, and performance data available. Check us out on Shilling Cattle Facebook. All the videos will be on DV Auction. Free delivery in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Nebraska. For any questions on the sale, contact Clay at 785-694-4589 or check us out on Facebook. Shilling Cattle.
Calling all ag vendors. Reserve your exhibit space now to reach thousands of farmers and ranchers at the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 13th through 15th at the Bennett Event Center. Call or visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com to receive extended early bird rates.
Spring season also means the springtime cleaning and springtime burning for individuals, clearing out some of the slash around their homes and areas. And fire departments across the state of Kansas are warning individuals to make sure to get the proper burning permits and be wary of your surroundings. WIBW reports the latest PSA comes from Riley County, as they are reminding individuals that just because you see smoke doesn't mean there is a fire that's out of control, but to immediately call law enforcement if you see anything unusual. They say many wildfires across the state break out when individuals were not aware of their surroundings. They also say that you should work to clear a lot of the slash around your home to prevent the fires from getting near your residence. Officials also recommend individuals have some sort of service to notify them when there may be a fire danger or strong winds in your area. In other news, an employee with the Kansas Department of Transportation has been seriously injured after his truck was hit by a semi while they were doing work along the Kansas City Metro Interstate. WIBW reports the event happened near I-435 and Midland Drive near Shawnee Mission Parkway when 29-year-old Derek Higgins was performing highway maintenance.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska State Legislature is working on Legislative Bill 668 that would help change current state laws allowing mental health professionals to make decisions regarding a call of a mental health crisis with someone that could potentially be putting themselves or others in danger. As law states right now, that the only individuals that can handle the emergency protective custody would be police officers.
It is a major concern that having a police officer arrive at an already stressful situation, handcuff and place the individual in a secure vehicle, and then transport that individual to a medical facility or jail could create an even more traumatic situation for that person.
Law enforcement officers are not mental health professionals, yet they're put in a position to act as one. This is counterintuitive, and there are at times a necessity, but there are other alternatives.
That audio from KSNB at local channel 4. They say that the bill would help give mental health professionals the ability for more accurate care for those facing a crisis.
Shilling Cattle Annual Production Sale, Wednesday, March 22nd, 1 p.m. Central, just north of Brewster, Kansas, 6 miles off the interstate. Selling will be 51 Angus bulls and 12 Limplex bulls, 20 fantastic registered Angus heifers, and 5 Limplex heifers. All cattle will have their EPDs, scan data, and performance data available. Check us out on Shilling Cattle Facebook. All the videos will be on DV Auction. Free delivery in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Nebraska. For any questions on the sale, contact Clay at 785-694-4588. Or check us out on Facebook, Shilling Cattle.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/tax aid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Due to the weather, the artist reception for Sarah Russell at the Arts Center in Marysville this evening, as well as the Historical Society program in Washington, are both rescheduled for next Thursday, March 23rd. Kansas lawmakers confronted a TC Energy executive Tuesday over the large oil spill from its Keystone Pipeline in Washington County in December. But that company official didn't directly explain why the pipeline spills have grown more severe in recent years. Gary Salzman, TC Energy Vice President of Field Operations, spoke to the Kansas House and Senate committees, the first time the company has testified before the legislature about the spill. Several lawmakers had questions about the spill, the largest in the pipeline's history, which released some 13,000 barrels of oil and triggered an ongoing months-long cleanup. The cost for the cleanup is estimated at $480 million. TC Energy will reimburse costs incurred by local and state agencies. USD 113 Prairie Hills School Board member Anissa Bloom of Wetmore resigned her post at Monday's meeting. This following the recent board decision to close the Wetmore Academic Center. Bloom commented in a written response that she could no longer abide by decisions the board had made, and that her service has changed her mindset and direction in which she wants to serve. Bloom went on to say that she felt she could better serve her community in this challenge more on the ground level. Matt Wassum of Frankfort has been hired as executive director for the Marshall County Partnership for Growth. Wassum will assume the position April 1st, replacing Ellen Barber of Marysville, who served as executive director for 7 years, retiring in December. Marysville City Council met Monday and tabled action on placement of intermodal containers after hearing a recommendation from Planning and Zoning that they not be allowed. That committee had held a public hearing February 9th with 32 citizens attending. 21 signed in against containers, one indicated support, and several rose to speak against placements. Additionally, some letters were received, and a couple commented during open forum Monday against intermodal containers. Most referred to them as unsightly and noted that valuations could go down in neighborhoods. City Council tabled action on the matter. Chris Schrader was in attendance and spoke about the Country Club Lake. A meeting will be set up with adjacent property owners and the city. An administrative and finance meeting is planned Monday evening at 6 at City Hall to further discuss a proposal from Convention and Tourism Committee to hire a shared tourism and communications director for the city. A bid from Inline Construction for $55,000 for replacing parking at the City Park tennis courts was approved. That bid was $10,000 under estimates. Approval was given for $5,000 toward a fireworks display planned in Marysville Saturday, July 8th. Convention and Tourism has proposed a hot air balloon lift in conjunction with the event this summer on the 8th of July. The mayor closed the meeting, noting that no cost estimates or final decisions have been rendered for improvements to 12th and Keystone Roads. At a previous meeting, council voted to approve costs for engineering design options in efforts to further the project and have plans initiated should grant funding come available. Mayor Jason Barnes noting that, in his opinion, taxes would have to be increased, which could include special assessments, and annexation of some property may be necessary. Again, he noted Monday that no firm decisions have been made. Discussion on the project will continue. There will be a legislative coffee with Representative Lisa Mosier and Senator Elaine Bowers Saturday, March 18th, 11 a.m. at the Seal Barn Cafe in Washington. And again, due to the weather, the artist reception for Sarah Russell at the Arts Center in Marysville this evening, as well as the Washington County Historical Society program, are being rescheduled next Thursday, March 23rd. Ivan E. T.J. Holmes IV, age 18, of Manhattan, passed away Saturday. He was born in Washington. Funeral services planned Friday, 11 a.m. at the Alert Covenant Church, Leonardville. Visitation Thursday, 6 until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for T.J. Holmes. Grace M. Bruna, age 73, of Hanover, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Hanover. Burial in the Hanover City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Grace Bruna. Dale G. Miller, age 90, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Haddam City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Dale Miller. Karen K. Round, age 79, formerly the Wymore area, passed away March 4th. No formal services planned, a private graveside interment with families to be held at a later date at the Czech National Cemetery, Odell, with the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Karen Round.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory will be in effect from early this morning until early Friday morning. Some rain and snow showers possible throughout the region today, staying cloudy and breezy with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 50s. Northwest winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Up to a half an inch of snow and sleet is possible. Staying partly cloudy and breezy overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 20s. Northwest winds still between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Sunny but breezy throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Still staying sunny on Saturday with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And much cooler throughout Saturday night, mostly clear with our lows in the lower to upper teens. And sunshine on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-March, 56. Record high on this date, 82. The average low, 32. And the record low, 9 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:38. Sunset this evening at 7:35.
We all know the benefits of taking a daily vitamin or supplement. Is there a downside? We take a closer look next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 16th, the 75th day of the year. Comedic actor Jerry Lewis was born on this day in 1926. If you take a daily vitamin supplement, have you ever wondered, is it possible to get too much of a good thing? In other words, can you overdose on vitamins? The answer is a definite yes. In extreme cases, exceeding the quantity your body needs can lead to symptoms like nausea, stomach cramps, loss of appetite, and sometimes nerve damage. The sensible plan is to start with a balanced diet. If you still have a deficiency, talk to a doctor about supplements or consult the FDA's daily intake recommendations. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter online at almanac.com.
Annual Marysville American Legion Baseball Spring Soup Day is Thursday, March 16th, serving chili, chicken noodle, vegetable, beef, ham and bean soup with sandwiches and desserts. Free will donation, carryouts available. American Legion Baseball Spring Soup Day, Thursday, March 16th, 11 to 7, at the Marysville American Legion.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's finally time for the Kansas teams to be partaking in the NCAA basketball tournament, going into day number one of regular play for round one of the March Madness tournament. Is the number one Kansas Jayhawks in their seed ends up taking on number 16 Howard, with that tip off in the early afternoon at 1 p.m. The Jayhawks wrapped up number two in the Big 12 Conference after losing to the Texas Longhorns, but are number one in their division for the March Madness tournament, where after the potential victory over the Howard Bison, they could take on either Arkansas or Illinois. Kansas State basketball also in action tonight, as well as they have an evening tip at 8:40, as the number 3 Kansas State Wildcats in their region are taking on the number 14 Montana State Bobcats. If the Wildcats advance through tonight as well, they will go into round number 2, taking on either number 6 Kentucky or number 11 Providence. Other teams from the Big 12 include the number 1 Texas Longhorns, who are sitting number 2 in the Midwest region, taking on Colgate.
The 44th Annual Molitor Angus Production Sale is set for Saturday, March 18th.
Sale starts at 1 p.m. at the ranch just north of Zenda, Kansas. Molitor Angus Ranch will be offering 110 bulls and 40 females. So join the auction at the ranch just 5 miles north and 2.5 miles west of Zenda, Kansas. Or you can watch and bid online for free at dvauctions.com. That's dvauctions.com. Molitor Angus Ranch is a family-owned operation excelling in performance, calving ease, and gentle dispositions.
So mark your calendar and join us for the 44th Annual Molitor Angus Production Sale, set for Saturday, March 18th at 1 p.m.
For more information, call Mike Molitor at 620-243-3081. That's 620-243-3081. Or to see a full-scale catalog online, go to MolitorAngus.com. That's MolitorAngus.com.
It's the 44th Annual Molitor Angus Production Sale.
We'll see you at the ranch on Saturday or online at dvauctions.com. High school basketball for the 2023 season officially wrapped up over the weekend after the championships were underway with Kasha, and the Blue Valley Northwest Huskies are the 6-8 champions across the state after taking on Wichita Heights and winning 55-50. The Derby Panthers also came in third place over the weekend, taking on Blue Valley North and winning by 1 point, 67-66. In the 5A division, the Andover Trojans ended up taking the trophy home against Cape Mount Carmel, 54-46. Andover was number 4 in the 5A division. The Hugoton Eagles saw the trophy for the 4A division as they took on number 2 McPherson for the title. Bishop Miege was the third place ranking. In 3A across the state, we saw the number 3 Heston Swathers take home the victory with a 50-44 win over Marysville on Saturday. Southeast of Saline was the third place over number 1 Galena. Finally, in the 2A division, the Mound Ridge Wildcats took home the victory for 2023 after beating number 1 Independent in a 66-46 victory. Number 5 Medicine Lodge ended up taking the third place victory over St. Moore Prep.
For three, he hit it!
6 games to win.
He got it to go!
3 weekends to advance.
Spins, oh! And slams it home!
And for the one team left standing, a national championship.
Turn the lights off, say goodnight, that's gonna do it!
Join us this Thursday. It's Kansas versus Howard, live from Des Moines, on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball, the Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
The national champion Kansas Jayhawks play here on today's country, 95.5 KNTY-FM, Marysville.
Twin Valley All-League girls' first team honors went to Owen Dieters of Centralia, Clifton Clydes, Shea Wirtz, and Seffi Wirtz, Avery Weathersby and Kyra Johnson of Donova West, Hattie Gross of Frankfurt, Hanover's Keegan Atkins and Anna Juniman, Sophia Bott of Lynn, and Harper Whitstein of Troy. Second team selections were Lena Haverkamp of Centralia, Lillian Steinbrock of Clifton Clyde, Brenna Eddy of Donova West, Sydney Wapp and Emma Hardwick of Frankfurt, Maisie Holly of Hanover, Marcella Herta and Claire Beichman from Lynn, Valley Heights' Maggie Turber and Avis Smith, and Jesse Hoover of Washington County. Hanover girls took the league title undefeated with Frankfurt 12-1. Donova West went 11-3, Clifton Clyde 10-2. Valley Heights was 8-4, Lynn 7-5. Centralia, Washington County, Axtell, Onega, Troy, Blue Valley, and Wetmore round out TVL. Twin Valley All-League boys' first team honors went to Isaac Detweiler and Brandon Schmelsley of Axtell, Jalen Pleasant of Blue Valley, Centralia's Trenton Talley, Coy Steinbrock, Jack Skokting, Trent Long and Seth LeClaire of Clifton Clyde, Josh Zarbadecki of Hanover, and Reagan Hartman of Troy. Second team selections were Eli Brockstrom of Axtell, Ryan Stevens of Blue Valley, Reese Tanking of Centralia, Drayden Reed of Clifton Clyde, Chase Bruno from Hanover, Gavin Turk of Lynn, Onega Zach Fisher, Bowden Manitz of Troy, Royce Ekstrom of Valley Heights, and Kyler Womack from Wetmore. Clifton Clyde was undefeated in 12 league starts, Axtell 12-1, Hanover and Blue Valley boys both 10-3, Troy, Centralia, Valley Heights, and Lynn, Onega, Wetmore, Washington County, Frankfort, and Donova West round out the TVL. Axtell boys went on to a fourth-place finish in 1A Division II, with Centralia losing first round 1A Division I. Hanover and Donova West girls won state titles in 1A Divisions 1 and 2, and Frankfort finished third in D1.
68 teams.
Right back to Naquan for the flush.
Six games to win.
Got it, a blocking foul. Count it.
3 weekends to advance.
For three. Yes, he got it.
And for the one team left standing, a national championship.
It's over. Kansas State has won the game.
Join us Friday. It's K-State and Montana State live from Greensboro on your home for Kansas State Wildcat basketball. The K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
Your home for legendary country music and K-State Wildcat basketball. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
You received a gift of potted tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, or other spring flowering bulbs. But now the flowers have faded and you're not sure what to do. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The easiest option is to place them in the compost pile. But if you're like many gardeners, you want to try to grow them in your garden. In that case, remove the spent flower stems and move the container to a sunny window. Keep watering thoroughly whenever the top few inches of soil are slightly moist, and apply a dilute solution of any flowering houseplant fertilizer. Once the soil warms and the danger of frost has passed, you can plant the bulbs outside in the garden or store them in a cool, dark location for summer and plant in fall. Those in milder climates will have to give the bulbs a chill before planting in late fall or winter. It often takes 2 years before forced bulbs bloom in the garden. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
If you have work to do in the field, you probably get a tractor to pull an implement to get it done. But one company came up with a more flexible answer. Just use your pickup to do the job and much more. Today we take a look at one of those trucks born from the work of World War II. It's next on the American Countryside.
This is Andrew McCray, host of the American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey!
pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
As Chris Gergeny explains, this powerful vehicle was born from the necessities of war.
With the end of World War II, many of the GIs were coming back and they'd fallen in love with these three-quarter ton military trucks that were being produced during the war. They'd go anywhere and more than a Jeep would go. They were very powerful, very reliable. They'd get you in and out of sticky situations.
Dodge answered the call with the Power Wagon, a truck that could do a whole lot more than any truck most people had ever seen.
They were predominantly used in farming, in construction, as well as in forestry. It's got a live PTO set up for the front and the back on all of these. In fact, our winch there is rated at about 30,000 pounds.
But this truck could truly be used in farming out in the field.
If you wanted to, they sold accessories that would bolt to the rear end or other parts of the truck that would allow you to do work, including a backhoe, including a number of other farming implements, discs and plows.
Most of the farm implement attachments are now gone. But what they could accomplish was pretty astounding.
Even growing up in central Illinois farmland like I did, you saw these periodically, especially out on the older farms, setting in a hedgerow. But everybody has always been kind of in awe. They aren't the most powerful. They're not the fastest. But they were so reliable and so well built.
Chris gets to oversee a 1951 Dodge Power Wagon here at the Midwest Dream Car Collection in Manhattan, Kansas.
You don't find these in good shape. If you do, there's had to be a lot of repair because they were construction farming. But this one has been beautifully and correctly restored to its former glory.
The Power Wagon name lives on, a brand that truly impacted the way some even tilled their fields. Traveling the countryside in Manhattan, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an auction for the Waymer Esslinger Trust southeast of Bern Saturday, March 18th, including a truck and loader, old trucks and cars, machinery, tools, and miscellaneous. Selling a 1980 Ford F600 with 18-foot box and rollover tarp, Cat 977, needs repair, Cat rollers for rebuild and miscellaneous Caterpillar parts, single shank ripper, Bad Boy 48-inch deck, zero-turn radius mower, 20-foot flatbed gooseneck trailer, no title. Machinery includes 200-gallon 3-point sprayer, 40-foot booms, a John Deere No. 5 mower, 3.8-foot blade, wind power generator. Tools and miscellaneous, including a 550-gallon diesel fuel barrel, 550-gallon gas fuel barrel with electric pump, several old cars and trucks, a 1959 Rogers Ironworks rock crusher, and other miscellaneous. This public auction for the Waymer Esslinger Trust, Saturday, March 18th, begins at 9:30 at 1567 200th Road, 2 miles south of Bern on O Road, then a quarter mile east on 200th Road. Wilhelm Auction Service will conduct the sale.
When I see a snake, my knee-jerk reaction is to get rid of it. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. I'm sure it's just looking for a mouse to eat, but sometimes you do have to take control as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Like being up close and personal with snakes, especially since it's hard to determine which ones are poisonous. The rattlesnake easily makes his presence known, but for others, well, you have to get a little closer to them. Brian McGowan is an extension wildlife specialist at Purdue University. He says another way to tell if a creepy crawler spits venom is to look into its eyes.
In all parts of the United States, with the exception of the Southeast, where we have coral snakes, all of our venomous species are pit vipers. They belong to that family. And so they all have cat-like pupils, very elliptical pupils as opposed to round. Pit vipers, as the name implies, have a special sensory pit between and below the eyes and nostril on each side.
In the U.S., the snakes that are potentially harmful include rattlesnakes, copperheads, cottonmouths, coral snakes, and sea snakes. Non-poisonous snakes may still bite, but most only strike if they're cornered or provoked. One way to catch a scaly scoundrel is by putting out a glue trap, which is a cardboard box with sticky stuff on the bottom.
They kind of crawl in that box because a lot of snakes kind of look for those little hideaways for cover, and they get stuck to the box. And then you can take them out to an area and pour vegetable oil on them. It reverses the adhesive action, and then the next time that snake sheds its skin, they'll be totally clean of all that stuff.
If you're dead set on killing it, the only lethal measure recommended is using a long-handled shovel or hoe to sever the head from the body. Do not handle the head right after killing it. You can still be bitten from reflex action. Learn more about snake control at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
must admit, I'm a sucker for weddings.
Who doesn't love love, right?
I always tear up when the bride walks down the aisle, and again when the couple says, I do. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. As we all know, weddings have become extravagant affairs. Flowers, music, fancy food. It's easy to go into debt to have the wedding of your dreams. But when you think about it, the purpose of a wedding is simple, and it doesn't cost much money at all. You know, this can be a challenge in other areas of your life, too. Simple things get blown out of proportion. Before you know it, you're dreaming of a huge house on the hill, or a luxury car, or maybe a vacation to an exotic island. It's not bad to dream about nice things, but just like weddings, if you know your purpose, you can make better money decisions and let God be your guide. So take the time to celebrate the bride and groom, but also celebrate your decision to be wise with money.
A new survey quantifies the damage done by feral hogs in three South Central states. More today on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Are you fed up with high prices for crop inputs? Then try the name your own price method of buying crop protection products through the FarmTrade.com model. FarmTrade.com matches you up with reputable sellers who will deliver to your operation at the agreed upon price with savings running up to 20% or more. Farmers have enjoyed the benefits since 1998. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. Feral pigs are a $1.5 billion problem in the United States. To analyze the issue more closely, researchers from the University of Arkansas at Monticello, Texas A&M University, and Louisiana Tech University surveyed landowners in those three states. Assistant Professor Nana Tian of the U of Arkansas.
From the research perspective, we want to provide quantitative information for the economic damage. So if people see the quantitative number, they will know that it's really a serious problem now.
Tian says feral hog behaviors like rooting, wallowing, and crop consumption cause more than $25 an acre in damage to ag lands every year in affected areas. The damage to forest lands was a bit less, but still significant. Feral hogs are also disease carriers. Tian says survey data also included landowner views about control measures for the hogs.
I really hope the information we provide here is helpful for landowners, for other audience to know the feral hog problem. It does not matter what your land use type is, but still it causes damage to the land.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. You know, when we think of the challenges we sometimes run up against in ag, we can usually rest assured that eventually somebody will come up with a solution. Whether it's a smart sprayer technology, herbicide resistance, animal diseases, or even a trade war, usually these things balance out. However, right now, ag is facing another crisis. A crisis that's not necessarily new to the industry, but one that has been recently rearing its ugly head again. That crisis is mental health and suicide in rural communities. Lisa Homer is the Senior Communications Manager with FMC. She talks about the work that they're doing to help build a coalition in the ag industry to help address the mental health crisis in ag. She says it all starts with having a tough conversation.
It's actually probably one of the simplest things that anybody can do, and it's trying to make sure that people understand, one, that the issues are there and that they're not alone, two, that there are resources out there and helping them to find those resources, and then breaking the stigma. I mean, we do not give ourselves the grace that we give to others, and it is an industry that is willing to help others, but we are terrible at asking for help. So I wanted to start a conversation about the fact that this is an issue and it's important, and it is a conversation that needs to be started and had.
And now let's look at your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices. Just call 800-255. Your 4-inch soil temp at Hiawatha right now is 44. It's 42 Cheyenne. Sherman has 43. 46 at Tribune. 49 at Richfield. 51 at Harper. 49 at Parsons. 48 at Cherokee. And 45 at Miami. Let's look at your 4-inch soil temperatures around the state of Kansas.
The 44th Annual Molitor Angus Production Sale is set for Saturday, March 18th.
Sale starts at 1 p.m. at the ranch just north of Zenda, Kansas. Molitor Angus Ranch will be offering 110 bulls and 40 females. So join the auction at the ranch just 5 miles north and 2.5 miles west of Zenda, Kansas. Or you can watch and bid online for free at dvauctions.com. That's dvauctions.com. Molitor Angus Ranch is a family-owned operation excelling in performance, calving ease, and gentle dispositions.
So mark your calendar and join us for the 44th Annual Molitor Angus Production Sale, set for Saturday, March 18th at 1 p.m.
For more information, call Mike Molitor at 620-243-3081. That's 620-243-3081. Or to see a full-scale catalog online, go to MolitorAngus.com. That's MolitorAngus.com.
It's the 44th Annual Molitor Angus Production Sale.
We'll see you at the ranch on Saturday or online at dbauctions.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
3 steps for putting together a succession plan to ensure that your farming or ranching operation can continue to operate. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
When it comes to ensuring that a farming operation continues upon owner death, Alan Valenek, extension educator with the University of Nebraska, says there are 3 main steps to succession planning.
One step is to get listed what you have. What's my stuff? How much stuff do I have? What are my assets? A good balance sheet, if you will. But get it all listed pretty detailed. You have to know legal descriptions and number of acres and the value per acre and what it's worth. And that's value per acre. And then know if you owe any money left on it and how it's owned, if it's a LLC or sole proprietorship or joint or whatever. And list that for all your assets. List down all your equipment about what that's worth and how old it is and, you know, those kind of things. And then list down, I think we have to even list down things like where's grandma's yellow pie plate and list those family heirloom pieces that you want to make sure go on to someone.
Valenek said the second step is to determine where an ag operator wants their assets to go.
You as a family, as the matriarch patriarch, as the couple that's in controlling this assets or assets, you need to decide what you'd like to do to it in your perfect world. What's the best solution for my stuff? In other words, what do I have and what do I want to do with it?
And the third step?
Going to your professional, giving them the information. Here's what I have. Here's what I want to do with it. This is my dream. And a good professional will make that dream happen.
Valenek adds that communication, including all involved, is key. And that includes non-farm family members as well. I'm Lori Boyer. For more information on succession planning, log on to agriculture.com.
Boo. Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing Shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Akinall with you on this Thursday. Well, right now, May corn is at 633 and three quarters. That's up 7 1/4 right now. July corn, 617 and a quarter. That's up 5. Kansas City wheat for May down 3/4 at 819. Kansas City wheat for July, 809 is your current price, and that's down 3/4. Looking at oats for May, right now flat at 347 and a half. July oats down 1 at 346. Soybeans for May, 1489 is your current price. That's down 1/4. July soybeans, 1474 right now. That's down 1/2. Live cattle for April, 162.52 and a half. That's up 97 and a half cents. Live cattle for June, 157.15. That's up 57 and a half cents. Feeder cattle for March, 189.62 and a half. That's up $1.42 and a half. Feeder cattle for April, 195.40. That's up $2.15. Crude oil for April, not doing too badly compared to what's been the last few days here. Right now, $68.82 per barrel. That's up $1.21. Crude oil for May, $68.98. That's up $1.24. Gold for April right now, $19.23.20. And that's down $8. June gold, $19.39.80. That's down $8.30. Silver for March, $21.58. That's down 19 cents. Silver for May, 21.74. That's down 14 cents. Right now on Wall Street, things have turned around since the beginning of the day. The Dow up 325 right now. S&P up 61. NASDAQ up 250. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network for this Thursday, March 16th. I'm Jeff Akin.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Rock and Brews has legs for days. At Rock and Brews Restaurant, All You Can Eat Crab is back every Friday from 3 to 9 p.m. That's snow crab legs, of course, and as many as you can eat, just $59.95. Served with house salad, seasoned corn, and potatoes. So meet us at Rock and Brews every Friday from 3 to 9 p.m. And let's get cracking. At Rock and Brews, you can eat, win, rock on. Rock and Brews Casino, Raymond, I-35, exit 231.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
11 years ago, three brothers took center stage on social media to make an impact in agriculture. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. K-State graduates, the Peterson Farm Brothers, Greg, Nathan, and Kendall Peterson, give insight on their impact on agriculture through social media.
I think it actually starts with the fun. It starts with the entertainment. That's our connection to people. That's what gets people watching, whether that's people in agriculture or really our goal is that people outside of agriculture will watch our videos. So that's kind of our goal from the start is to entertain and draw people in and then bring in the education, whether that's through our informational videos or through our blogs or through some of our posts on other platforms besides YouTube. That's the ultimate goal is to provide education for people, but entertainment's kind of where it starts.
Kendall describes how their videos cultivate conversation.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely see in the comment section of your videos, you kind of get a taste of who's watching and what they think. And we don't always have time to read all the comments or respond to all of them, but you definitely get a lot of conversations happening. And so, you know, I think there's definitely been a lot of conversations happening there. I do think that there's probably a lot of conversations that we never even know happen. Like, if you think about, we have teachers all the time tell us that they play our parody videos in school, and think about all these elementary school students around the country that are talking about agriculture after watching one of our videos. And so it's hard to know for sure how many conversations are generated, but you definitely get a feel for what people are saying.
Nathan and Greg continue by encouraging others to share their story.
I think everyone has a story, you know, every farm has a story and why they do what they do, and everyone's trying to get better at what they do. And I think showing that and telling that, I mean, maybe it's just locally you're sharing, but that still makes a difference. And I think people are interested in what's going on around the country. And so I think everyone has a story to tell, and we can all be proud of what we do. And hopefully, you know, we all enjoy our jobs and can showcase, you know, just talk about it and tell the story of our farm.
Yeah, I think honestly, and this is a trap we fall into as well, like it's not always about what you're doing. It's more about who you are. People are really interested in your personality and your family and the people who are behind raising their food, not necessarily the ways they're doing it. They want to learn about that too, but they want to learn about you first. And so we always try to remind ourselves to let people into your lives and let them see who you are and what you do. And along the way, you can explain what you're doing.
That's the Peterson Farm Brothers, Greg, Nathan, and Kendall Peterson, with insight on their impact on agriculture through social media. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY. classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.